Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we finished verses 9 and 10. So listen as we start with chapter 11, verses 11 through 13 today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles open and ready to begin with us at 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 through 13, because this is a controversial passage that people have a lot of problems with, because it talks about knowing whether or not you're saved, and it lets us know that you can know. Now, there are some people say you can't know, and there are other people say, well, you can be saved, but lose it. Well, what does God say? That's the bottom line. What saith the Lord? What saith the Scripture? And I hope that you'll be listening. Have pencil and paper ready so that you can write down verses and other things you may want to check into. And also, let me just say this to our listeners on our radio station, as well as those that listen to us on this broadcast each day. If you go to our website at www.CENTRALBAPTISTOCALA.org. Boy, that's a long one, isn't it? But it's www.CentralBaptistOcala.org. And of course, there's no breaks in that. But if you'll go there, you'll find there on our website an opportunity. Now, this is not the booklet written by Andy Bloom. This is books on that website now that you can go to our bookstore, the Berean Bookstore, and you can order books from some great authors. You have some things there that would be by Dr. Shelton Smith, people as Lester Roloff, and on down the line of great men of God, Jack Howells and others that wrote of the past, some present writers and some far distant writers. And you can order those books online from us, and I think that if you look, you'll see that the prices are really decent. But let me also tell you that for us, there's not really a profit thing involved in it. And so, and if there is, I don't think there is, but if there is, it will always be put right back into the radio ministry. It does not go into the pockets of Andy Bloom, nor Dr. Mark Hopper, our radio station manager, and our internet director, nor will it go into Mr. Richard Vaught's pockets, although all of us probably aren't the richest men in the world, but we could all say this, that none of us will take that into our pockets. And so, if you'd like to go on there and do that, I think that you'd find some great books that you could enjoy reading, and it's there for your pleasure. So, I hope that you'll do that. Now, if you scroll down on that same one to booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom, those are all free, and there are various subjects there, and I would like for you to have them. I mean, just to have those booklets, they're yours, okay? So if you'd like to have those booklets, let me encourage you to just click on it. It'll take you to the booklets that I've written, and there's some that aren't there that I have written, but nonetheless, those that I've written, look at it. And then if you want to read them online, you can, or you can just send them to your printer and print them out and read them in your leisure. However you want to do it, my friend, those are free. Those are all free. There's no cost involved with that, except what it costs you if you print it out on ink and paper, okay? So I would encourage you to do that as well. And then also, some of you are already planning your summer. I hope that your summer vacations will include Florida. And if you come to Florida, I trust that you will come to Central Baptist Church right here in Ocala, Florida, And again, you can get our address online there. If you go to our website, it's 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. And I would love to have you there. So if you could come and be with us, that would be a great thing. But if you do visit our church, would you come down and let me know that you're visiting, that you're a listener to our radio station? I usually stand right down at the front at the end of each day's services. And so if you'll come right down there to the front, I'd love to meet you, get to know who you are, and just be a special time for us. We have some special events coming up, as a matter of fact, this summer. Of course, we have Father's Day in June, which is going to be this year on June the 16th. That following Friday is a very special one for my wife and I, because on June the 21st is our 50th wedding anniversary. Boy, I tell you what now, here it is, 2019, and when I was just a little guy back in the 50s and 60s, I can remember thinking, the year 2000, that just seemed impossible. And now I'm already past the year 2000. This year, I turned 70. And so, 50 years married, turned 70, all in the same year. And just people say, well, are you retired? I'm tired. I get retired, but I'm not retired from the workforce or from what God has called me to do. And I feel like old Vance Havner. God called me to preach. And when God calls me to retire, I'll retire. Just do what he says, because he always gets it right. On July the 7th, we're going to have a special patriotic service. And my friend, it's big. I mean, it's big. It's a great thing. We do this every year. We'd like for you to be a part of that. So if you're in Florida during that time, we'd love to have you. And then finally, the dates of July, the 22nd through the 25th, is the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Now, if it's not then, it'll be the 29th through the August the 1st, okay? I am not real sure of those dates right now, but by the next time I do this, I'll be sure of it. I just don't have it in front of me right at the moment. But I'm just saying that is that you can go to their website, the Sword of the Lord website. You can find out the dates of their national conference. It's in Walkertown, North Carolina. It's right there near Winston-Salem. A lot of nice hotels that you can get in that area in order to come to the meetings, and they are outstanding. My friend, if you could send your pastor and his wife, all expenses paid, and send them to this meeting, when they come back, you'll find that you'll have a pastor that's on fire for the Lord and just excited and ready to work, and work like you've never seen him work before, and he'll just be ready to go. And so we are excited about that, and I hope that you'll be at the National Sword of the Lord Conference this July. We'd love to have you come. And by the way, again, send your pastor. It'll be one of the best things that you could do for he and his wife. All right? Okay, well, let's go to our Bible reading today, a study. We're in 1 John chapter 5. And today, we're going to look at verses 11 through 13, a very controversial passage, as I said. I don't think it's controversial. I think it's a great promise and truth for us. But because others interpret it a different way, it causes problems. Some people say you can't know if you're saved. Well, this says that we may know. Others say, well, you can be saved, but then you can lose it. And yet they don't know exactly the point they lose it, but they know they can lose it. Okay. Well, this says we can know and that we have it. So, my friend, I trust that you'll listen closely today as we go through it. And we're going to let the Bible speak for itself. Now, let me say this to our listeners. We always use King James Bible because it's the right translation from the Masoretic and Textus Receptus text, Old Testament, New Testament text. So since they're the right text, the best text because they're the right text, we get the best translation in the King James Version 1611. And so when you're reading your King James Bible, you're reading every word that was breathed out by God. And so the Bible itself is not an end in itself. We're not worshiping the Bible, even though he's exalted his word even above his name, Psalms 138, verse 2 says. But it is a means to bring men to an intimate and satisfying knowledge of God. even to the point that they may know and enter into a deep personal knowledge and relationship with Him. In this manner, one learns to delight in His presence. He tastes and knows the manner of the inner sweetness of the very God Himself in the very core and center of our heart and spirit. And so the Word of God is so, so very important for us in this respect. So I would encourage you to allow the Word of God to speak to your heart in all these things. And so let's let the Word of God, let God be true and every man a liar. And He's given us His Word, so that's what we want to do. Now, sometimes much of our difficulty as seeking Christians stem from our unwillingness to take God as He is and adjust our lives accordingly. You see, we too often insist upon trying to modify Him and to bring Him near to our own image. The flesh whimpers against the rigor of God's inexorable sentence and begs like Agag for a little mercy, a little indulgence of its carnal way, but it's no use. We can get a right start only by accepting God as He is and His Word as it is, learning to love Him for what and who He is. So please listen closely to this as we go along. Now let's just read verses 11 through 13 in our King James Bible. And again, I hope you have Bible, pencil, and paper to write these things down. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Or perhaps a boss has told you something that could affect you. It was a decision that was made, and it's unchangeable. But you can prepare knowing the facts. They tell you this not for your approval, rather, just so that you know. Even if you don't like it, at least you can prepare. Okay? Well, this text has been building throughout this chapter. We saw the affirmation of the deity of Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.